Happy 2024, y'all.
Is this coming out on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
This is coming out on New Year's Day. So just so you know, we recorded this early. So it's technically not New Year for us, but it is New Year for you.
We're going to pretend like it's... We're going to sit here today in December 22nd and look forward to next week, to 2024. Man, can you believe another year's coming on? I know everybody gets like that at the end of the year. They're, wow, another year. But seriously,
yeah,
another
year. Do you feel like the older you get, the quicker it goes
by?
Oh,
for sure. I know people say that, but yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you get used to the rhythms of the seasons, and you're just like, by the time you listen to this, it'll probably be January 10th. You're like, oh, we're already midway through January. What are we going to do?
I'm always trying to figure out, like, how do you, can't slow time, but what are things we can do that make time feel a little slower? And one of the things we always do is we try to make every day different, which is hard when we're home and in a routine, but that's one reason we like being on the road, is because every day is something different, even though if it's not like extreme or adventurous, it's the irregular routine. So you're always like alert to what's happening. And that always makes time seem go a little slower and you remember it better.
So is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to in this next year?
I am really excited to get to South America. People have been like, you guys have been talking about that for a long time now. Is that ever going to happen? Yes, it's going to happen. And the only reason we've been talking about it for so long and sending our truck down there is because it is such a long process. And we like to keep a lot of our cards to ourselves because we want to surprise you guys. But this is one of those things, like, it's such a long process to get there. And without telling you, you'd probably be like, why are you just at home all the time? But yeah, I'm ready to be in South America. That's my big thing. We are getting there very, very soon. Very, 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 very soon. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm most excited about.
By the way, my name's Chris, and this is my lovely wife, Sarah, and this is our show, What No One Tells You, where we talk a lot of things, mostly about travel.
Usually, yes.
Usually about travel. So thanks for being here. If this is your very first episode, you picked a really good one to be a part of, because 2024 is going to be a year of just expectation from us and for you, and I feel like we're going to accomplish some good things this year.
Let's go. Anybody else's eye kind of twitch at the beginning of a new year? It's like a lot of pressure of like, oh my goodness, yeah. I have to make the most of this year.
Gym memberships are up.
Yeah, and just avoid the gym in January.
Yeah, just don't do it. Yeah, don't do it. Just go out, enjoy the nice weather if you have it, and exercise that way. Like it's
madness.
Gyms are overcrowded right now.
New year, new goals. What's a goal you have for this year?
Goal for this year, I'm trying to keep it simple, but I'm trying to be more consistent with everything that I do.
You know, you've gotten much better. I will say that's something you used to struggle with, is consistency, but you've gotten a lot better. We're not perfect. I mean, there's been a couple of weeks we've missed the podcast out of just, life happened, but overall you've gotten much better. That used to be something that we used to struggle with, but you've really helped us a lot.
We're trying to get better at just being consistent, whether it is posting on YouTube or keeping up with our business, or it's personal and like working out and doing whatever, just trying to be as consistent as possible. And I remember seeing this image just a couple days ago of consistency, and everybody, when you think of consistency, you like think of a circle that's filled in, like just colored in, and you're like, oh, okay, it would just be that circle every day. But sometimes consistency isn't that. Sometimes it's half filled, or maybe three quarters, or one third filled or whatever. And so consistency is just you trying. I think a lot of people get hung up on not, like, they miss a day and they're just kind of like, all right, I missed it, what's the point? And it's easy to fall into that trap. But as long as you make one step forward every day, something, it'll be okay. You'll get there eventually. What about you?
Goals for this year? I would like to learn Spanish better. Spanish has never been something I'm good at. Foreign languages in general, my brain just does not think like that. But I'm going to work on it. I'm going to force it. We've been using, is it Pimsleur?
Pimsleur is what we've been using.
We like it, actually. Yeah, I like hearing it first before seeing it.
Yeah, we were driving in the car and they talked it. So they have flashcards and they have all of, these different visual cues as well, like if you're on your phone. But we were driving in the car and they had audio lessons to go along with it.
Well, it's mainly audio. You're supposed to do the audio first and then like the study resources. So it's like the idea of Pimsleur is that it's, you hear it like a kid and then you read it and understand. So it's like two different parts of your brain working. And I like that, hearing it before I see it, because sometimes like you hear the pronunciation and then you like have to kind of envision what that sentence is looking like in your head. And then you go and see it. Like there was one word that I was not understanding. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, I totally understand it now that I've seen it, but I'd already memorized. Does that make sense? No. I really like Pimsleur, actually. This is not sponsored, but...
No, we like it. We've been enjoying that.
Yeah.
So 2024 for us, coming, you know, going forward with the podcast and with our YouTube and with everything that we're doing, we have a lot of really fun and exciting things planned and cool announcements that we've been working on behind the scenes. You know, if you've been following us online, it may seem like we've been really quiet, and we kind of have, but we've been working a lot behind the scenes on some things. So we're really excited to get those in front of you. We're excited about some of the guests that we're having on.
Good guests lined up.
Yeah. So like, we're really excited that you get to hear these amazing conversations. Some with people we couldn't even believe they said yes to come on the show. And we're like, cool, this is awesome. We get to talk to this person. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a really good year. We posted online with our Christmas photo about like our caption was something along the lines of like, it hasn't been the most flashy or like shareable or, you know, awesome looking year of Adventure Stress. We've had some good moments in there, but it's been a relatively like slow, boring year compared to the year before. Like the year before, we went to Korea and Iceland and Brazil and Mexico. And like, we just had this really fun year. We sold our van. We, you know, it's just like this year of change and excitement. And then this year hit, and it's just been like this, it hasn't been a bad year. It's been good, but it's definitely been like putting down roots and like growing those roots. Like, I feel like we've really, it's been fun, but I feel like we've prepared ourselves for the next season of adventures, because the next season is really going to take a lot of preparation. So this year, while it hasn't looked on the outside that it's been a lot on this, like to us, we've done a lot of preparation. Yeah. So we're going to be able to go into this next season, hopefully prepared, rested, and ready.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're so
beyond excited.
Yeah. We're excited about 2024, and we hope that you're excited about your 2024. And we'd love to know what your goals are and what you're trying to achieve for this next year. So if you want to leave it in the comments or send us a message, that'd be great.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
I love hearing people's New Year's resolutions if they do them.
Yeah.
I think I think I do resolutions like every other year, but I like the idea of them. Even if you don't stick with it all the way, like, just having a goal in mind, like, this is what I'd like, more of like a vision board. Have you ever done vision boards? Like, yeah. On Pinterest? I mean, Pinterest is nothing but vision boards pretty much. But I love like picking images of like, you know, I'd really love to go to Patagonia this year. So I do pictures of Patagonia, learn a little bit about Patagonia and research. And then I do pictures of maybe a new hobby. Like, I really want to take up like embroidery. I think something, doing some sort of like activity with my hands, to too much like nervous energy. I need something to keep my hands and mind busy.
Do you want to pack that in the truck?
I might, actually. My friend Kaylee's gotten me, she's really crafty, and I need to pick up something. It's that or puzzles. Puzzles are going to be a lot messier.
If you don't know this, Sarah is an Enneagram 7, which means she really can't concentrate on too much at the same time. Like, not, she's not ADHD.
Use your words wisely right now.
She's just excited to go from one thing to the next.
I want to try everything in life once.
It's true.
Many things as possible, but that can be expensive and exhausting. But I don't think embroidery is that bad. I was looking at some threads and yarns at Michael's and Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
I need a hobby.
Yeah. You need a hobby.
What's a good hobby? Ask people their hobbies.
Oh yeah. What's a good hobby for 2024 that we should get into? I started getting into kayaking last year or the year before, and I enjoyed that.
Problem with us is like our hobbies, sometimes we end up, when we're self-employed, we instantly go to like monetizing something. So we need a hobby, because like photography was always our hobby. Creating videos was always a hobby. You know, even podcasting would be a hobby. But now that it's sort of our job, it's been monetized. It sort of takes some of the, there's always that work element to it. So we need to find hobbies that aren't monetized, which is why I'm thinking like embroidery. Like, trust me, nobody's going to be paying for my sewn goods. They're just not going to be that good. But I need something that's going to keep me busy, that I feel productive, and that I enjoy.
Yeah.
It's not monetized.
So is there anything that you hope for them, our audience, the people, for 2024?
Ooh. I think maybe this is just because it's what I'm working on right now, is not letting fear dictate too much of my life. Because I can be, as much as I'm a go-getter of like, I want to try everything in life, there's always that like, I also struggle with fear kind of controlling me. I'm like, should I do this? Is this really the wisest move? Not that you should just be irrational in everything you do, but I hope for those who are maybe nervous or unsure of something they're really wanting to do, like maybe traveling for us. Traveling is not something I'm usually scared of, but there are elements to it that make me nervous sometimes, like flying. I don't love flying, but I hope that whatever it is that you're scared of, that you can get past that, but not just like get past it and ignore it, but like educate yourselves on it and grow this confidence around it. And that way, maybe by 2025, it's a thing of the past.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're hoping for in 2024.
That's a lot of pressure.
Well,
that was a big one.
Hey, let's pull
release
back.
Your fears.
Yeah. No pressure from us. We're just really excited for the new year and the new opportunities, and we can't wait to follow along your adventures, and we hope that you follow along ours, and we just can't wait to share that with you. So,
are you sweating right now?
I am. It's really hot by this Christmas tree.
Your lips is all sweaty right now.
This Christmas tree is burning up. The lights.
It is a fire hazard. These are LED, but they do have a little heat to them.
So with all that said, we know that this episode is a little shorter than normal, but this is just us coming on saying Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're excited for where we're going. We can't wait to show you and let you be a part of everything that we've got planned.
But this is really a great chance to say thank you. Like, I know everybody's coming out with like their highlight reels of this past year, and you know, they're all saying thank you for being here, and I know everybody means it, but we really mean it too. Thank you for being here. I saw somebody say it really well. There's a creator I follow. She's a podcaster. Her name's Annie F. Downs. And she said it really well as she and her staff were leaving the office. She said, she's like, thank you to everybody who listens and tunes in and clicks and comments. She's like, your support and showing up consistently allows us to take a vacation week for the holidays. Mm-hmm. So even though we're maybe not taking a vacation, you guys have allowed us to continue our jobs. And I thought that was a nice way of saying, like, you and you're tuning in, it may seem small to you when you take, you know, 30 minutes and listen to a podcast episode or 15 minutes to watch a YouTube video, but believe it or not, it makes all the difference. And you guys have allowed us to continue doing what we love doing and sharing it with you. So thank you. It's been another year of content creating and sharing our adventures. And I hope that you guys can learn and be inspired from whatever we have coming up next.
Yeah. So
that was a lot. I am real talkative right now.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. See you in 2024. Well, this is 2024 now. Isn't it supposed to be?
We'll see you next week.
See ya. Thanks for listening to What No One Tells You with Chris and Sarah. If you have a comment or question that you want answered on the air, be sure to send us a message to hello@chrisandsarah.com, or you can call or text our phone number at 423-825-9572. Thanks for listening.